A lot of people have said education is expensive and not everybody must go to school. I mean, not everybody must have tertiary education. Everybody should go to school, but not everybody should have tertiary education. That's been a mantra that's been pushed by a certain class of people with a certain school of thought for a long time. And some people will quite agree that they have a point. Well, whether that's the case for everyone, I'm pretty sure you know what the answer is. Recently, we heard of the no fees, no exam policy by the Rivers State University management. I mean, it's the first time we would hear that for that institution. It's not like it's new to the Nigerian education system, but seemed to be new to the Rivers University students. Rivers State University students. And this morning, we are going to look at that particular policy. Not just that. When was the last time bursary was paid? This has been a conversation that has been raised time and time again. People have asked, what's happening? Why is the state government not paying bursary to students? But then you would also ask a question. Is it constitutional? Is the government out of place if it's not paying bursary? Is it mandatory? Is it compulsory? But then, can you also deny the importance of bursary payment to students? Well, my guest this morning is the president of National Union of River State Students, NOS, Momo Precious. Good morning.
Good morning.
You're welcome.
Thank you very much.
The last time we were here was ASUU strike. Now, ASUU has been, ASUU would say they've been forced back to classroom, not because they willingly went. That was last time we spoke, if I'm not mistaken. And now we're here again, and this time it's with what's happening at the River State University. You were at the institution yesterday.
Yes.
Can you tell us, first of all, what was the situation like, and what did you see?
Okay. Yesterday, I took it upon myself to see it for myself, if actually what they said, they matched it with actions. When I say what they said, it's the policy of no school fees, no exam. So I actually went to the school. When I discovered that indeed that policy was being implemented, I saw students stranded, a lot of them crying. So I had to move quickly to meet with the management of the institution. Fortunately, I was able to meet with the DSA, which I had a robust discussion with him. I tried my best to see if he could, you know, convey our message to the management of the institution to see where they could compromise, either allowing the students to pay instrumental payment, because when I had some interaction with some students somewhere, like, they have part of the money, but they don't have all of them, whereas some don't even have all. These are issues that we need to address. But the truth is that my discussion with the management, I will say it didn't yield any profit. Why? Because as at yesterday, they were still adamant as regards the policy, because according to them, it has been passed by the Senate and there's nothing they can do about it.
Quickly, before we go any further, on Facebook we are live, and we also need you to tell us what you think. It's a question there. Should students be allowed to write their exams without paying school fees?
Yes.
That's it. Okay, you already answered here in the studio. He says yes. We'll come back to you. But then that's for our listener and also for those who are on Facebook at Nigeria Info PH. You can go follow us and then drop those comments. And we're also live, so you can watch and listen. On Twitter, there's same thing at Nigeria Info PH. Let's get your comments. Should students be allowed to write their exams without paying their school fees? Big question. I heard from a grapevine that the initial idea was to be no fees, no lectures. Wasn't even no exams. Were you aware of that?
Yes, they were doing school fees drive. These are some of the issues we've been trying to manage before now. You know, we felt the whole drama was going to end at that level. We never knew it was going to get to a point whereby students will have to be locked out.
So you've been aware of this particular process before now?
Yes, and we've been part of the process, trying our best to ensure that students get the best out of it.
But let me ask, the argument for many people, I had to look at institutions around the world. There is practically almost no institution in the world where you don't pay, or where you would go to class if you're not paid your fees. I'm pretty sure while you're in secondary school, it was practically impossible to go write exams if you haven't paid your fees. So why would students at this level, tertiary level, feel or think that something should be done for them to write exams and not pay fees?
There's one thing you should understand about what is happening in Nigeria. It is no longer news that a lot of families have been impoverished. All right? So you wouldn't say because you're poor, you shouldn't go to school. When you raised the point earlier, you said education is expensive. Yes, it might be expensive, but it should be considered as a right of every person, regardless of your class, be you of the rich class or the poor class. Because the government should function in such a way that gives equal opportunities to everybody. Because whatever we get in today, we are competing with our contemporaries around the world. So if we don't go to school, how do we compete with our mates in UK?
So many say tertiary institution or tertiary education isn't compulsory. We have, these days, people go for courses, in different fields. We have people who are doing well who did not even see the four walls of a university. What I spent 4 years studying, somebody went and did a course for 6 months and got it, and they are going ahead. From that perspective, do you feel like perhaps the attention is becoming too much in tertiary education and shifting from what really should be, hence the fact that people and individuals who might not be able to afford to send their kids through tertiary institution now put themselves in a position where it's difficult because the management of the school, like you've said, have said they are not going back on this policy, which means that it's one way or the other, you have to pay the fees. And I've asked you the question of, if this is not something that's practiced around other institutions, why do we think it should be practiced here?
There's one thing we should understand. The fact that something is being done wrong somewhere shouldn't be a reason why we should copy the same thing.
So to get it correctly, writing exams without paying your fees is wrong?
You are not getting. Now, I want to believe that whatever decision the management of RSC has made, perhaps a few, the antecedents to that. Perhaps like other institutions have done it and it's worked for them and they feel it's high time they adopt that policy. The question is, how did such policy affected the lives of students as at when it was being adopted? For example, when this policy came up in University of Port Harcourt, it is now history. Someone died out of it.
Yes.
Right? And what is the guarantee that we are not going to lose lives? These are the things we should consider.
So my point is, why should the policy contribute to losing lives? So before we get to that, you were saying that what is wrong? If you can clarify for us so that students would... You're basically speaking for every student now.
Yes.
What is wrong with the management of the school saying that you have to pay your fees before you write exams? What is wrong with that? Looking at the fact that if you are to be in some other institutions, maybe private institutions, or you're outside the country, in any government institution outside the country, you would have to pay your fees before you can write exams. So what makes it wrong if the institution now says this is what we want to do, this is the approach we want to take, even if we've not been doing it this way for a long time?
There's one thing you should understand. When you're adopting a new policy, there are several considerations that should be taken. And you even comparing a state-owned school to a kind of private university, these are two different scenarios. You should understand that most of the people who attend states, or should I say government schools, they do not have the financial capacity to attend the private schools, else most of them wouldn't be attending the Skiria. There is threats of ASUU strike and all that. Okay.
Well, state universities haven't been on strike for a long time.
Kudos to the governor of River State, but other state universities are also on strike. They went on strike as at when federal universities were on strike.
Okay.
So what I'm saying is that most people that attend government-owned schools, perhaps they don't attend because it is their sole willing, but that is the only option left because of their financial capacity. Putting all these into consideration, you have to believe with me that if education is a right, it should be placed in such a way that everybody should have an opportunity to participate in it. We must not all school in abroad. We must not all school in a private university. And that is why we have a government school. So if private universities are expensive for people to afford, should government schools toe the same line?
How much is the fees, tuition fees for the River State University?
Okay, I think the highest should be around 105,000. And the least should be around it's 5,000 naira for reverse indigent.
Okay.
Because it differs depending on your
that
department.
That payment is for a year.
Yeah, for a year.
We'll get into some other findings I made from a grapevine in the institution, but this question now is, you said you spoke with some members of the school management yesterday.
Yes.
What reason did they give as to why they have chose to come up with this policy?
Okay. Well, they said, one, they have a lot of, they have a lot of certificates being piled up at the office that most times students get to come back after several years to get their certificate.
Mm.
So the point is, people should pay. So when you graduate with your certificate and you move on with your life. Yeah, it could be genuine, right? But the fact,
in other words, they are saying that the school is being owed because those certificates means
Yes. The
piles of monies for semesters, terms upon terms and years upon years have not been paid.
Yes.
So if you have a business, would you want to run it that way?
There's one thing you're still not getting here. Now, what you are talking here, it's a government school. And the school should function for the people, for the betterment of the people.
Mm.
If I have a business, it is my private business. But if I'm running a business for the government, it is a public business. And if the public does not have access to such a business, how do I feel happy?
Does the school run itself? I mean, is it being financed by the state government?
Well, it is River State owned school. Whatever relationship they have between themselves, the fact remains that the school is owned by River State government.
Okay. And that means Rivers residents are entitled to, you know, have quality education from that, which
Yes.
is very correct.
Yes.
But isn't that why you've rightly said that perhaps the prices were subsidized for indigents and non-indigents paid differently, right?
Yeah.
I spoke to someone in the school again to find out exactly, because it's something that needs to be in perspective so we understand both angles to this. And he says that the school operates in a way where the government brings in a part of money, some kind of counterpart funding. And so the monies that they generate as IGR from the school is also used to offset certain bills, pay certain workers, and do other things. In fact, I even got to understand that for faculties, monies that are generated sometimes, I think it was the Directorate of Students, if I can't remember, but there are people, these monies are used to rerun these activities. And he was even telling me about how they went down to as low as 1. Something million, or just a little over a million, for school fees generated from a faculty, which means loads of people weren't paying their fees but were going to class, and then it became difficult for them to make ends meet and do certain things that they need to do. When you x-ray the situation, and as much as you understand the fact that students need to have their exams, do you see an alternative way of doing this where the school gets what it wants and students get what they want?
Yes.
Okay, what's that?
Like I was suggesting to the DSE yesterday, I told him, could there be a way whereby the students could pay by installment? All right, there should be a provision for that. Now, if your school fees is 85,000 naira, you pay 85,000 naira, you pay 45,000 naira, then you come next semester
and pay
a balance of 45,000 naira. There should be a fine of 5,000 naira additional. For example, in University of Port Harcourt, the school fees is 45,000 naira annually, per session rather. But if you are paying by installments...
Not for all departments, though.
All departments.
Okay.
From year two.
Okay.
I'm actually a student of University of Port Harcourt.
I just wanted to get that clear. Go ahead.
So you pay by installments 25,000 naira. Then when coming next semester to pay off your debt, you have an additional fee of 5,000 naira. So you pay 50,000 when you are paying by installments.
Mm.
All right?
Mm-hmm.
It covers for the loss. Now, if you are paying once, you pay 45,000 naira and you move on.
So you think this would work if the school thinks about this? Then when would you think would have been best to implement something like this? Because many people would say, why not the school management allow students finish now and write the exams and everything, and when they're coming back next year to start afresh for a new semester, then proper planning would have been in place, and then you can introduce certain things that will be fair to both the school management and the students. Do you think that
it's
would work?
Somehow fair in a way. You know, you've sent a message that, look, there are things you are not going to tolerate. Whether or not they are good, the both parties must have to compromise, putting certain things into consideration. But implementing it to the fullest, the very semester you are bringing a new policy, I think it's not the right thing to do.
But do you think that students are taking advantage of this fact that they can go for lectures, write exams without paying fees? Hence, most of them, even in some cases, I was a student at the University of Port Harcourt, even in most cases, you have students who spend their fees with the hope and the belief that, oh, when I'm passing out, at the end of the time, I would find money. And then some of them at the end may not be able to meet up with that. And then because when you see how the bills have piled up, it becomes difficult. Do you think the students are some way taking advantage of that situation and not really focusing on the major reason why they're in school, which is to learn? There are students who have used their fees
to do other campaigns
and many other things. And these are also factors. Do you think it's because the school has become, you know, as accommodated this for a long time, we've also seen that students now do not see the importance of what they're in school for?
I don't think there's any student who will deliberately use his or her school fees on things that are not meaningful.
I've seen.
Like I said, students that knows what they came for, right? I might not say, for example, we have 100 students. There might be some who may not, who may toe the same line you said, but such group should be a very harmful, right? A very small aspect of what we are talking about. Not the majority of students. We have students who come to school and they are here for what they want.
But don't you think if this policy was effectively in place, it would, the idea of the school is to make us better. So if this policy was effectively in place, don't you think those who may want to sway while they're in school and focus on something else would be forced to do what they ought to do? I have someone who's a family member who was in school, but because it was University of Port Harcourt, at the end of the day now, couldn't finish, dropped out of school around his year two, because at the time, you know, I could pay my fees later, and that changed. And
there's another thing you're not putting into consideration. There are students who don't pay because they don't have the money. Yes, there are students like that. They don't have the money. They are struggling. Some people struggle to pay fees.
Yes.
Currently, we have students who do jobs
to train themselves in school. Hence the suggestion you made, if the school can reason, why not pay part now, part later?
Yes.
And that works.
It's fair. So things are hard for everybody. So if the government can complain, how much more students?
All right. Yes. A short commercial coming up. And after that, we'll open the phone lines and we'll take the messages. I'm sure there's a lot. But then when we return, this is something that we should consider. Constitutionally, basic education around the world is compulsory. This is a message that also came in now from someone who's contributing to the show. Basic education is compulsory for everybody. Because I was hearing you talk about, oh, education is free. No, not tertiary. Basic education, which means from your primary to your secondary school, is supposed to be very affordable and accessible to everybody. But if you choose to say you want to go tertiary education, you have to pay. That's right. Not free. When we return, you said something about this. Okay. I know you want to say, so I brought it up. You said something about it, but let's go for this very short commercial. Put your questions in on WhatsApp and on Facebook at Nigeria Info PH. WhatsApp is 0809-030-6416. We'll be right back after this break.
we take off with the biggest conversations with an exchange of opinions and ideas on the Morning Crossfire. Settle you into your day when we say hello, Port Hackett.
Take you on a ride to the sunny side of life.
Hover a bit while picking at the details on hard facts.
Take a detour through the exciting world of sports.
And get back on track with Let's Talk.
Land you safely as we chit-chat into the morning on Chat Station. And then do it all over again on your number one talk, news and sports radio station, 92.3 Nigeria Info.
All right, quickly, we open the phone lines and get your thoughts. We really don't have a lot of time, so let's hear from you about this. Should students be allowed to write their exams without paying school fees? Well, you've heard my guest speak here. I've asked him certain questions. Momo Precious, the president, National Union of River State Students, and he has even suggested alternative ways in which this can be done. Now, whether the school management will listen and look at it. Many argument for people is the approach of the school management. Yes, we understand that it might be for school fees reasons or the fact that you're losing money or whatever the reasons are. There are more than one ways to handle it. The fact that other institutions might have been doing it or are still doing it is good, but it doesn't mean you must copy as they copy. You could make certain adjustments that might even make yours better than what the other schools are currently operating. And the other schools might even look at you now and say, oh, this approach also makes a lot of sense. Let's copy a bit of it and add to ours. You know, and at the end of the day, it's about coming up with a solution that will benefit the school and the students at the end of the day. Well, let's open the phone lines and get your thoughts. Ima is calling from Ebonyi. Remember, 0817-923-0002 or 0817-923-0003. Please, straight to the point and try to manage the time. We don't have a lot of time on our hands. Good morning, Ima.
Good morning.
You're welcome.
I want to say that I don't like the educational struggle in Nigeria in order for somebody to become a graduate. Just like what has happened, this policy. And just like the guest has said that there are many students that fight and struggle financially to fund themselves. And I'm saying, in Nigeria generally, is there no way that we can go to Finland? Because Finland is a country in which every citizen is a graduate. Now, to follow their approach and system that they use in making sure that every citizen is a graduate, if we can borrow such a positive methods and approaches and bring it to Nigeria, I think it will help us than coming up with this harsh policy and the violent decisions to frustrate the educational plans of people to become graduates and become reasonable in this country. I'm not comfortable with that policy. They should consider the students.
All right, Ima.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. But do we really need to have tertiary education to become useful or become useful? Or it was a word he used, and I just keep my head now. David is calling from Yenagoa. David, let's hear from you. Good morning.
Greetings from the city of Yenagoa, Femi Andrew.
Good morning, David. How's the flood so far, the situation?
Well, at the moment, there is hope. As I speak with you, I'm talking to you right inside my house. At least one full block of the water is down.
Okay, that's good news.
So it is receding gradually. Hopefully, between now and Sunday, a lot of people will relocate back to their houses.
All right, so go ahead, talk to us. Should students be allowed to write exams without paying their fees?
Yeah, now, I want to begin my contribution with the quote of Malcolm X. He said, education is our passport to the future. For tomorrow belongs to those who prepare for it today. If education is indeed our passport to the future, I do not see any reason why the school management will want to stop the students from writing the exam. The best they do is there is what we call clearance. Now, when they will come for clearance for their results, students are meant to pay all fees you are owing the school before you are cleared. So you allow the students to write the exam and withhold the
But David, the worry now is you heard the NOS president here. He has also said that the school told him there are many certificates from sets from years back that are just there without anybody coming to pick them up. That simply means that the monies that those people are supposed to pay is gone. They might have found another way to live their lives and make a living for themselves and now feel like they don't need certificates. Meanwhile, they are owing the school and now the school is running at a loss.
You see, for me, but education, as far as I'm concerned, is not something that we are going to make profit out of.
Tertiary education, you mean?
It's not something you make profit out of. So whatever thing or whatever the case it is, the students, it is a question of must that they need to write the exams. They should not be deprived of writing that exam. They need to write that exam. Then, any means or any way they want to pay the fees, they will come back and pay the fees later. For God's sake, what stops even the state government from paying students bursary? The governor is busy donating money, dashing people money left, right, and center. Is it not also the place of the governor to pay each reader state student 50,000 naira?
All right, David,
bursary?
Thank you very much. We'll come to that conversation shortly. Chima from Rumokuta, good morning.
Good morning, Andrew.
You're welcome.
Yes, thank you very much. Andrew, I think I listened to some of the Sanaye students who spoke yesterday. And what he said, actually, I buy it because just like you and David were arguing, should the students finish writing the exam and never come back for the certificate? Andrew, you must remember that many people have graduated with their certificate. They couldn't get a job from the system. You understand? So I think the management should be able to consider the plan for these students, considering the economy that we are faced with. Most of the lecturers, most of the professors, they went to school through scholarship. You understand? But these students of this very dispensation, they don't have such opportunity. Most of the lecturers, they acquire their certificate through scholarship. So you must consider the plan of these students. Do not come up with this policy, this draconian policy of no school, no fees, no exam. It doesn't make sense. Somebody who know what they passed through his certificate, what the process he went through from year one, year two, up to final year, should be able to come back with certificates. Okay. Most of us who passed through that process.
All right, Chima, thank you very much. Bori Letambari is calling from there now. Good morning, Letambari.
Good morning, Ifeyemi Andrew.
Mm-hmm. Talk to us.
As far as I know, that there is a school system by which mostly the tertiary institution operates on, which has been a standard before now. Very well, we know that this country, people have been subjected to poverty based on the style of governance in our country. That every student, most students you see on campus are hustlers, that they have to hustle and train themselves academically.
So,
now it has been a system that after the end of your academic section, maybe you graduate and you don't have money to pay. When you have been able to go back, struggle, you come back to offset all your bills by making clearance. Why is it that from the response I heard from the guests in your studio, that the management were saying that there are a lot of certificates that are packed down and all that, as if he runs a private institution. Leave that for government. You are being paid. That should not be your problem, because they already understand the employment situation in Nigeria. That everybody are not wealthy like that to pay instant when they graduate. So I believe that they are teachers that have experience, that understand the situation of people in this country.
Okay.
They should not put it that way. If not, it will bring more hardship. And you know, when you're not educated, it's like poverty to the society. And they will go on creating different menace and mayhems to the society.
All right, Leighton Barry, thank you very much. We're running out of time gradually, but let's quickly hear from you. Many feel like if bursary is being paid, perhaps it would help to, you know, bring some sort of succor to students who are struggling to train themselves. When was the last bursary paid, and what have you heard about bursary payments so far?
Okay, the last bursary enjoyed by River State students was paid by the last administration led by Rotimi Chibike Amaechi. All right, since the inception of the present administration, yes, he must have been doing well in other areas, particularly as regards infrastructure. But as regards the welfare of River State students, I think it's high time the governor looks into it. Because, for example, if we have a scholarship grant, for example, or an avenue where River State students could get funds from the state government, and they will have to pay back when they get employed, I think it will go a long way in helping the students. Things are very difficult. If the government should consider the payment of bursary, there are lots of people who do not have money to get even petty things, like you know, shaving wigs, pads, etc. So these are some of the things we've been talking about.
So in as much as you understand that bursary payment isn't some sort of constitutional provisions or something that's mandatory for government to do, you would say government should perhaps consider it as some sort of subsidy for education?
The truth is that bursary may not be in the constitution, but when you understand that the government runs and functions for the best interest of the people, then you will agree with me that bursary is one thing that shouldn't be thrown under the carpet, owing to the fact that it is difficult for everyone. And things are very difficult, and the only way we could get out of it is by having support from the government we can be proud to call our own. Like I rightly said, if we have our scholarship board being revamped and it's being functional, lots of students will benefit from it. If we have the kind of avenue where we can go and get a loan from the state government, for instance, after acquiring the loan, of course, we are students.
But wouldn't you prefer these other sources as against bursary? If you had these other plans, scholarship
the point
schemes.
Is we don't have any of them on ground currently.
Mm-hmm. So you feel the least you can ask for would be the bursary?
The truth is, we don't have scholarship board currently functional. We've not been paid our bursary for the past 7 years. And then we don't have any means of getting funds from the government, even if we have to pay when we get employed. These are several ways that students can help themselves, and parents could get a kind of leverages. You know, people are going through a lot, paying students or their children's school fees.
Has any conversation been held with the Commissioner for Education on this, and as well as the UST situation? Perhaps if government can dialogue with the school management and come up with a better way to handle these issues.
Well, before now, we've had several conversations. Let me say before the current Commissioner for Education came into board, we had an interactive session with the former Commissioner for Youth Development, wherein these were one of the things that we presented, and he assured us that he was going to take it to the governor. So perhaps then the governor was so busy, you know, it was during the time he was contesting for the ticket of PDP. Well, I want to believe that the government of the day has several plans in this regard, but all we are saying is that it should facilitate the process, because it will be very bad that the current administration spent 8 years without paying bursary to River State students. It will be very bad to the ears of the
public. But if you have said that it's not some constitutional demand on the government to do it, then they might not feel obligated to
There's
do it.
There's a caveat I want you to understand. It might not be in the constitution, but when you understand that the government functions for the best interest of the people, then you see it is very important that the bursary should be paid.
All right. A few messages. This one says, we talk about poor state of maintenance in government schools, and we encourage folks should pay school fees whenever they like. We agree that private schools are better maintained, but do we think this will be so if folks were allowed to pay whenever they like? Well, to be realistic, if private schools are functioning as they are, it's because people pay the fees and things can run as it should run. Perhaps if same happens for government-owned schools, it becomes easier for the school management to do what they want to do. Before you get final words on this, let's take another message on Facebook. This one says, since I went to school from 2018 till I defended this year, 14th October, I've never benefited from bursary. Please, they should resist and see reasons, because it's not easy for parents and students at this point in time. The management should consider the students. This one says, I don't see why they should become so harsh with this kind of policy now. On WhatsApp, this one says, frankly, education should be made the right of every citizen of Nigeria. Today, corrupt leaders of society are given chieftaincy titles, but armed robbers are tied to the stick. If students took to the street to demand for their rights, they will be arrested, beaten, and it's wrong. Nathaniel sent in this message. We're out of time. But then again, Momo, thank you very much. What's the next step from now in 10 seconds?
Okay, our next line of action is that if the management insists on carrying out the policy, we are going to boycott this exam.
Thank you very much. Jude is coming in with Hello Port Harcourt.